Cats have always acted like they don't stink. Now with Fresh Step Heavy Duty's new 30-day odor control, it actually doesn't. Fresh Step's new Heavy Duty litter fights odor 3 times longer than the leading brand. This is Fresh Step's strongest litter ever, giving your litter box 30 days of odor control. Step it up to Fresh Step with the new Heavy Duty litter. 3 times claim based on fecal malodor versus the leading regular clumping litter. Strongest litter ever is based on odor control. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Some Irish supermarkets are charging almost double the price for staple groceries in the Republic of Ireland than the same company's stores in the north. There was a survey in the Sunday Times yesterday, and it doesn't really come as a surprise to people who regularly shop on both sides of the border. Sinead Ryan is a consumer journalist with the Irish Independent. She's the host of the Home Show here on News Talk. Morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Jonathan.
A couple of these really stand out. Hellmann's mayonnaise, €6 in the Republic, €4 in the north. Looking at other things, Dalmio sauce, €3.50 in the north, €3.50 in the Republic, €2.99 in the south. How come we are getting stung down here so much?
Well, a lot of it is to do with the fact that the cost of production is higher in the Republic. And there's no doubt about that. VAT, for instance, we charge 23% on most goods in the UK. It's not higher than 20. The minimum wage is the same in both jurisdictions. However, the average wage is hugely different. So in the north, the average wage is 34,000. Down here, it's 45,000. So that means anybody above basic shop floor level is costing the supermarkets a lot more. Jonathan, we know rents are higher here. We know insurance is higher here. Utilities are higher here. So the input costs into the supply chain are just ramping up the costs here. But make no mistake, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that a lot of supermarkets use what economists term price elasticity. They know we are willing to pay more for stuff down here.
That is a beautiful way of putting. We're going to squeeze as much as we can out of the lemon before it runs out of juice. A lot of these products are the same product. So in other words, the difference between north and south cannot be explained completely by what you've just said. And the other thing that was always thrown at us is, oh, we're an island. Costs an awful lot of money to get stuff to the island. Lo and behold, it's cheaper on the north of the island than the south.
Indeed, it is. And I mean, look, in terms of the transport costs, you have to spend the same money to get across the Irish Sea. But once you get down into the Republic, you find that the road networks, generally in more rural areas, simply aren't up to it. It's much more difficult for trucks and lorries and train infrastructure to get around the place. The biggest difference, actually, and this is for social reasons, is in when it comes to alcohol and tobacco. And how many times, Jonathan, I don't know, when I was much younger before, when we were still in the punt and we had the punt and sterling differential, people would head up north to get their Christmas booze. That still pertains. It's an absolutely huge difference. And the government here has decided, look, we want to tax alcohol very highly. We've reasons for doing so. And, you know, for those who are living in the border counties, when it comes to maybe not the bread and the milk, but certainly when it comes to special occasions, people will head up the north. They'll go where their euro goes further.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'll say when you look at the figures is that we are getting a bit screwed, Sinead. And I think that while there are reasons for it, is it just down to the fact that the Irish consumer in the Republic has more money in their pocket? Supermarkets go, let's get a little bit of that more money for ourselves. Because particularly if you're living where I am, you can't pop over to Asda.
You're absolutely right. That's exactly it, Jonathan. And, you know, supermarkets in the Republic will kind of say, oh, we're price matching. We're making sure we're the cheapest on all these brands. But what they're doing is just price matching against each other. They're not saying, well, what are we charging, you know, up in the north, and why can't we price match to that? You'll find sometimes in the supermarkets that work in both jurisdictions that sell clothing, very often the labels, because it's simply too expensive to generate two sets of labels, will say, you know, a pair of leggings is £10, but €15. Now, that bears no relation to the exchange rate, which is about 12-15% at the moment. But you'll see them very often on the Jew label, and it's as clear as day that we are being completely ripped off. Wouldn't it be great if they did that with food products as well?
Sinead Ryan, it'll never happen, or else we'll have nothing to talk about. Thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Cats have always acted like they're... don't stink. Now with Fresh Step Heavy Duty's new 30-day odor control, it actually doesn't. Fresh Step's new heavy-duty litter fights odor three times longer than the leading brand. This is Fresh Step's strongest litter ever, giving your litter box 30 days of odor control. Step it up to Fresh Step with the new heavy-duty litter. Three times claim based on fecal malodor versus the leading regular clumping litter. Strongest litter ever is based on odor control. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.